2018. We are at the Brooks County Courthouse, second floor, the courtroom. This is an open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Let us begin with roll call, precinct one.
Claudia Garza, County Commissioner, precinct one.
Precinct two Commissioner is absent. Anyone here for him?
He got sick this morning.
Oh, okay.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, precinct three.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, precinct four.
Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, along with the Auditor's Office at each end, and also with the County Clerk's Office. All right, at this time I will be taking any public comments. Anyone for public comments? None? All right, we'll move right along. Let's go to line item nine. Discuss, consider, and approve the budget line item transfer from the Department of Public Safety to the appropriate Brooks County Sheriff's Office budget line item, and there are as follows. This is submitted by Jorge Spahn from the Sheriff's Department. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, on line item nine, we're going to request that we do a no action because of the way it was worded. It's incorrect because of the amount.
Okay. What is the correct amount that should be transferred?
I would need to get with Katie with HR to get the exact numbers. She did say that because we haven't closed out January, she doesn't have the correct balance.
So it's just the subtraction of her previous check, correct?
Previous check plus part of February.
Okay, so Ms. Eddie, that would be where? She was still stated at?
Yes, what we're going to ask is if we do the line item transfer of the budget, that we can place it back on the special commissioner report to be transferred. If not, we could also, with the court's approval, we can also do what we did with the, when we transferred over the traffic provision of the code and traffic, where the line item stayed the same for the budgets, and in the next fiscal year, that budget will be transferred over. That
was actually done. Wouldn't it have just been a line item transfer?
I'm sorry?
Wouldn't it have been just a line item transfer on this? Isn't it from the general fund?
Yes, it's going to be going from one department to another department under the same things. So here, if we go with the way we did with the traffic division, we'll stay with the constable.
Your office? But is she at your office at the present time?
At the present time, she's on sick leave.
On sick leave?
Yes.
Motion to table. Motion by Olivares, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right, let's go to line item two, approve of regular special commissioners court meetings. This is January the 9th, 2018, and February 1st, 2018. Any corrections or any, were y'all able to read through that? Okay, so we're not prepared to, no one read through. Okay, so let's pass on line item two. Motion to pass.
Motion.
Motion by Garza and Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Approval of bills and claims.
All right, y'all should have those in front of you. Again, nothing out of the ordinary. Bring your attention to page 7. Gives us our totals. General fund total is $65,455.86. Golden Bridge, $7,529.95. $9,485.43. But I'll bring your attention to page 2. I guess we can take with Mr. Bobby if you want questions on these more details. We did have a couple of big deals to the hospital, but that covers our one was for prison medical expense and one was for committee.
Any questions?
No.
All right, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second. Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 4, approved treasurer's monthly report.
January 2018, we have JP1, $13,719.57. JP2, $122,735.71. JP3, $63,410.06. JP4, $13,921.58. County Clerk, $4,714. District Clerk, $6,323.98. Tax Assessment Collector, $1,087,585.17. For a total of $1,312,410.07. General Fund received $823,974.06. Burn Bridge, $253,800.11. Certificate of Obligation with Interest and Sinking, $65,375.37. Series 2011, $17,892.63. Series 2013, $56,353.81. State fees, $80,235.14. Record preservation, $796,000. Courthouse Security Fund, $3,660.80. Traffic, coding traffic, $2,770.70. Law Library, $296. Justice Court Technology, $3,616.25. Delinquent fees, $3,609.20. Appellate judicial, $30 total. Once again, it's $1,312,410.07. other monies received, GO County Share, $42,930. Our health use sales tax, $19,933.87. Go down to the certificates of obligation. We have $127,508.69 under the health and sales tax. And we have $1.5 million in general fund CDs. And we have $350,000 under the road and bridge fund. We have an imbalance for January 2018. We're still reconciliating. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of $823,000. That completes my report.
Any questions?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 5, approval of auditor's monthly report.
Right, you should also have those in front of you. You notice on the first part of revenues, we did receive less money in our healthy facilities tax. Evidently, this is not good here, according to the numbers here. So $19,933.87. You see the correlated numbers in respect to that. New employees, we had an annual dollar fees. Deputy hired on 116. Luis Arce, Luis Landfill terminated on 18. Pedro Contrugo and Bridge terminated on 118. Abraham Gomez Gilder resigned on 131. And Linda Carlisle, Secretary of the CBS, she was transferred to the state. On the county employee. And then we had a deceased employee, Berta Nino, who was the janitor.
Let's go in here, please listen to what we're going to do. Any questions on this report?
No.
No, okay. I do have a motion to approve. Move. Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Let's go ahead and take a moment of silence for Ms. Berta Nino. May she rest in peace. She was a wonderful person. She was hired with Brooks County as the agenda clerk, and she was able to do two of our agendas, and unfortunately passed away from pneumonia. Let's take a moment. Line item 7, approval of tax assessor collector's chief monthly report.
Morning.
Good morning.
Can we start off with our tax collection for the month of January 2018? And for our county road and bridge ad valorem tax, we had $989,547.53. Our total farm to market remittance is $98,037.64. Our attorney fees for the county were $2,342.18. We had interest for the month of January of $240.09. We had a total of $90 for our NSSDs that were paid. And we did have our last two top 10 taxpayers pay in the month of January, which is our number one, Net Pipeline Partners. That was paid on January 26th, and our number three, Bluefin Resources LLC, that was paid on the 29th. Also, you'll see some notations there. We did have to add some penalties and interest to our current year in January, which, of course, we do not accept or accrue interest until February, but we did have some reversals due to return checks, so that's where the money was placed into the P&I. Also, our total county remittance will be $1,087,585.17. Any questions on that report? Okay, the second report. I'm sorry?
No, ma'am.
Oh, our second report is our TC-168. This report basically gives you every year's balance and percentage. And for the 2017 year, we are at 85.88%. Our balance is $541,118.35. Any questions on that one?
No.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and do our motor vehicle report. We weren't able to do November and December of 2017. We did not have some of the reports ready so that I could get my totals for the month. So for November 2017, we did have a total of $17,351.48 for Monday registration, and our titles was $245 for a total remittance of $17,596.48. For the month of December 2017, we had a grand total for Monday registration of $12,221.28. Our titles were $215 for a total county remittance of $12,436.28. And for January of 2018, had a grand total for Monday registration of $22,949.53. Our titles were $195 for a total county remittance of $23,144.53. Any questions? None? Have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Line item six, I skipped you. County Board Mental Report. Good morning, sir.
Okay, it's all the same, it's month in, month out. There is a one distinction. We assisted the city for 5 days, started cleaning the alleys from West Wright to Taylor Road. Took us 5 days to get to Taylor Road. It was a backhoe operator, 3 brush trucks, trailers, and drivers. Other than that, everything else is the same that we do month in, month out.
And you got approved for that? Material we were to get ready now?
Yes, ma'am.
Any questions? Okay, do I have a motion to approve that county board mental report?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second. Ricky, second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Mm-hmm. All right, line item 11, this is presented by the Sheriff's Department. Line item 11, discuss, consider, and approve on line item transfer of $900 from 5012-0562-5135, supplies other to line item 5012-0562-8129, overtime.
This is just to cover some overtime for the perspectives of line items.
Questions? Okay, do I have a motion to approve? Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. I don't have that.
No, I believe we have number 20.
Line item 20, discuss, consider, and approve the TYCO fire and safety proposal and contract in reference to the state fire marshal inspection that must be conducted annually as per Texas Commission of Jail Standards, submitted by Sheriff's Department, George Escarza.
Yes. You should have gotten a copy of the proposal and contract. What this is we have to hire the state fire marshal to come down and inspect the jail prior to our annual jail standards inspection. With this, this would cover the inspection. It actually covers one certification of one of our officers, correctional officer or administrator, to be certified to do the inspections of the field of our fire doors that have to be done.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 15, Sergeant. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $3,000 from 0125-0572-8105 Secretary to 0125-0572-50000 Office of Files.
Yes, what that's going to be is, as you can see, we're growing the number of troopers and we're expanding up more. Recently, the county admin that we had, she just came over to the state, and we were our inspector requesting $3,000 from the remaining balance we transferred to Office Supply, and then at a later date, we'll release the rest of the funds back to the office.
All right, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza?
Yes, sir. on the next commissioner, we're going to, we no longer need those additional funds.
Okay.
That's why we're requesting the $3,000 before we send it back.
Motion was,
thank
you, sir. Yes, sir. Motion was on the table by Commissioner Garza, second. Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved.
Okay.
Do you have anything else? All right. Okay, line item 12. Discuss and approve record management monies to purchase banknote paper from Banknote Corporation of America for Brooks County Vital Records, submitted by County Clerk Elba Ray B. Silvas.
Good morning, everybody. This is a special paper that we have to use for our birth certificates and death certificates. It already came in. We haven't paid it yet, or auditor's office is holding on it until it's, you know, for approval.
It's already budgeted and all that.
Yes, please. Out of records management.
And we brought that before already. Correct.
The next line item would be like, you know, so we don't have to come back and.
Do you have another one?
Yes. Okay. The next one.
That was 12, correct. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. On item 13, discuss and approve the Brooks County Clerk's Office usage of records management monies for the purchases needed following guidelines without having to come before Commissioner's Court, submitted by County Clerk Ms. Lewis.
Yes, it refers to the previous line item, and it's going to be used for the notebook paper for our vitals.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares?
Yes, sir.
How much are we talking about?
I believe that this, it was, what, $500? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Motion by Olivares is on the table. Second.
Second
by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Anyone here for the fair from the come on up, Celia. Line item 4, discuss, consider an act in allowing 4-H to use the dam Alani's Fairgrounds on Saturday, February 24th, 2018 for a youth ranch rodeo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This had already been approved back in January, but because of the weather, we had to reschedule. So we're just here to ask and looking at the president again for February the 25th.
Any questions? Okay. Do I have an order to approve? Is that a motion? No, motion to approve, sorry. Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Line item 17, Terry, I missed you on that one. Discuss the next to approve motor vehicle monthly reports for November and December 2017. Did you say it? Oh, you did? Well, okay, so then.
Okay.
No, let's tackle that. No action on that one. Line item 18, discussion on Justice of the Peace Precinct 3 audit. Is that going to be an executive session? No? Okay. Good morning.
I'm going to conduct it by myself, Angela Perez, the County Assistant Auditor, August Petroli, the Brooks County Auditor, Rodney Velasquez, the Internal Auditor, and Deborah Piquette, the Assistant County Auditor. Some of the audit findings that we have being that JP3 audit was conducted for the last 10 years, which is September 2007 through October 2017, the audit consists of different elected officials, clerks, and software programs. The CDOC software and the iDocket software allow the JP clerk access to change items in the system without any restrictions. Dates and other information can be changed without software permission. Unlike CourtView, which is the new software or the current software that discusses the pieces utilizing now, without these restrictions, the previous software allowed a number of clerical changes to be made and caused a number of questions to arise as to why payments were being taken and then reversed without suitable reasoning. So I have some examples of the type of payment findings. As follows, a dot kill, backdated receipts and our payments, overcharged payments, undercharged payments, non-receipted payments, payments received twice, not sufficient funds not being adjusted, payments applied to incorrect case or individual, and duplicated receipts. And for each of these, I have a summary, because, of course, if you are not or you're not aware of the reports or the software that we're using, then you wouldn't understand what the findings would be of. So the first one is e.kill. On the e.dot monthly report, there were a few transactions that stated e.kill. This entails the clerk completely deleted a transaction from the e.dot system, which gives no access to the information deleted, as if the transaction never existed. So what this does is takes away the transaction completely. So it makes you think, well, why would you want to delete something completely? If it's an error, you would correct it and you would attach the reversal and the reprocess receipt. But for some reason, they were deleting the transactions completely. On the backdated receipt, a check or money order is taken and receipted by a clerk. After the receipt is made, the clerk reverses the payment. Days or weeks later, a new receipt is made for the same payment, but the date of the new receipt is changed to the original payment date. So what that is you have an original receipt for $193, and it's dated 8/2008. And then they get the receipt and they reverse it. After it's already, the payment's already been made, then 2 weeks later, they reprocess the same receipt for the same case, same individual, and same amount. But instead of using the date that they reprocessed the receipt, which is on 8/27, they backdate it and put it back to August 8, 2008. There's also overcharge payments. There has been occurrences when a clerk overcharges a person. For instance, the original citation amount may be $143, but the judge decides to only have the person pay court costs. So an example of this would be a case has $143, but they reverse the receipt because the payment should actually be $100, which is just for the court case or court cost. And this is common with mail-in payments. Sometimes somebody who lives far away is not going to want to drive $4 or $5 just to pay a ticket, so they'll mail in their payment. And sometimes they'll mail in a payment for more than what it actually is for the ticket. So in those cases, what we do is we just reimburse the individual and the remaining. The JP will cut a check to the individual to reimburse them. Then we have undercharge payments. In some cases, a clerk may take a payment for the incorrect amount and undercharge an individual. This occurs mainly when a person did not pay their citation in a timely manner, and months have passed without a payment. A time payment fee of $25 is added. However, the clerk may fail to add this late fee because the individual payment is, so that way the individual payment is undercharged because they're not charging that $25. So what we have is we'll have a payment for $298, but because of the time fee, it's actually $223. Which is the added $25 fee. So those are undercharged payments. Non-receipted payments, this is most common with credit card payments. We have an EasyNet credit card report. It's printed daily, but sometimes there are online payments made and those are not receipted. The clerks are to process receipts for each online credit card payment, but there have been occasions when an online credit card payment is overlooked. An example is a credit card payment number 1475 for $143. Was received on September 24th of 2013, but it was not received. And what that does is it causes the treasury report to be over because we're actually only paying a specific amount to the treasurer, but we're not including those other monies that we have. So our bank is over,
But our bank is over, so the treasury report is also over. Payments applied to incorrect case or individual. That's self-explanatory. A payment is made, but it's part of the wrong case or the wrong individual. Non-sufficient funds not being adjusted. In August 2010, there was an NSF charge to case 310-1844. In the software system, it shows the case is disposed by claim fine. However, we do not have a redeposit to prove these monies were paid, so how could the citation be cleared? Therefore, this case should have been adjusted in the system as pending or sent to collection. So, in other words, this individual received a certificate. And in this case, we have other NSFs from 2007, 2009 that we cannot trace. So, since we cannot trace those people have their certificates for free. Because one of the main things we have to follow is if you have an NSF with your bank, you need to follow that NSF and make sure that it gets adjusted immediately. If it does not, then you have these individuals who don't pay because it's already saying in the system that they have paid. We have duplicate receipts, and that's also self-explanatory, where a receipt is processed twice for the same case. And that incurrence, we usually have the clerk just reverse the second receipt. On the deposit findings, deposits were not being made in a timely manner. Monies were receipted or received, but not deposited for days or even weeks later. The clerk would wait to close monthly reports to adjust receipt errors to balance with the monthly report, and they make deposits. This is when backdating receipts is very common. So what we have is we have a deposit or monies coming in, a deposit being on hold, is not being made, and they would wait until they would print the monthly report, and if they saw that they need to make adjustments, then they would look for receipts that they hadn't made or the money that they hadn't deposited to balance. So basically what they were doing is they were waiting to balance their monthly report in order to deposit. On the treasury report, on the payments, we had small claims not being paid out. We had non-receipted credit cards not being paid. Interest not being paid out, reversing of that being receipt, and non-sufficient funds. All of these above cause the monthly report to be over. And we always have to balance with your monthly report of your closing of all your payments, your receipts, your deposits, and then your treasury report. So everything has to balance from month to month. And when these things are not being paid out, it has the treasury report is off. Now, I want to stress that all of the above findings were for the previous administration prior to June of 2014, before Judge Sylvia Johnson was sworn into office. So these were findings from the previous elected officials and clerks. The next page that I have attached is a questionnaire that we sent to Sylvia Donnelly's office. It questions everything from inputting or generating receipts to making deposits, and how credit card reports are taken on a daily basis and how they are received. And the next two pages to follow are the response that Ms. Donnelly's office gave to us. And the last page is what we audited, our findings, our recommendations for her office. We audited June 2014 through October 2017. The findings we have were backdated receipts, overcharged payments, undercharged payments, non-receipted credit card payments applied to incorrect case or individual, and deposits not being verified when returning from the bank. Our recommendations were to print and verify an EasyNet credit card report on a daily basis, to report credit cards daily in order to refrain from making receipt errors, such as overcharged, undercharged, and non-receipted payments. We asked them also to verify information such as the name, citation number, driver's license number, and other related information to apply payments to correct case or individual. And lastly, to ensure that deposit slips are filled out with all correct information, including the date, description, name, and amount, to verify the deposits going out, and also verify deposits when returning from the bank, and not to allow other departments to make the deposits, only to have Judge Donnelly or JP3 clerks to make the deposits. Upon our last meeting with Judge Donnelly, all of the recommendations have been implemented, and all the non-receipted credit cards from past months were receipted in December 2017. So as of today, everything is up to date. And my name is Sophie.
Very good. Good job.
Do I have any questions? Any questions?
Welcome.
Do you want to see any
motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garcia. Second?
Are
discussion? I'm sorry.
Just.
Okay. We are at. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. Line item 19, discuss, consider, and act for Brooks County offices to be closed on March 6, 2018 for the primary election. Submitted by Commissioner Precinct 4, Tony Martinez.
Yes, I know in the past we have had off on the holidays, especially on the election primary. So I'm asking the court to approve line item number 19 to be off on that date, on the election date.
I think we had it off because
both
at the time, if I recall, whomever was here before, elected officials, that if I recall, it was because the elections were very close, were held at the courthouse, were held. Yeah, okay, that's the reason. I don't think it should be closed. I think it should remain open for election day because we're to give everyone 15 minutes, 20 minutes to go vote, and we're open to 7 from election. Election day is from 7 to 7. So no one should.
I know that I spoke to some elected officials and they're all for us to be off on that election day. Like I said earlier, I know that we have been off on election day. So I've been a commissioner. And, of course, it's different when a new judge, you know, comes in and they say, well, you know, we don't have to be off because we have to be here. I mean, I understand that, but the employees, they can spend more time with their elected officials, the ones that are running for office. And so, like the next 2 years, can be the sheriff office as well. So, and I'm just, I brought it to you guys to approve or disapprove.
I also disagree with it because the previous election was the sheriff's election, and two of the commissioners and the county stayed open. And I didn't see it.
The reason, sir, is still because you guys didn't know this. But, I mean, like I said, I'm just bringing it to you all.
Well, it wasn't requested because I don't think it's
so
convenient.
So, they just, you know, take action and they just, you know, move on.
I say we should remain open. It is a regular business day. No one else is close on that day. Each one is given 20 minutes or half an hour to go and vote on that day, and the polls open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So no action on line item 19. All right, let's go to line item 21, discussion and opiate litigation presentation submitted by Bobby Sainz. Morning.
A while back, we had some attorneys who came in and were looking for some data on the opiate litigation. We went through the software, and there was just so many different medicines that there's too many. I printed the report right at the point, and I did the report, and it's over 800 pages long. It printed out that it lists all the medications. So, what I'm going to suggest is that we're going to proceed with this. I have the file on Zip Right, and we can just forward it to the attorneys and let them figure what things to do with that.
I would ask them to send you driving with the information in the back.
Yes.
Okay.
Just some quick figures, guys. In 12 years, they wanted information from 2000 to 2018. So we had data starting in 2006 to 2018, which is a 12-year period. For OPC, which is the outpatient clinic, in 12 years we spent $49,434.88 from medication. And on the jail side, we spent $113,850.89. For a combined total of $463,325.70, which averages out to about $38,610.48. So we spend a lot of money on med. Now that price has come down since we've teamed up with ACB. Our volume has increased considerably. That, and then they're not, in the past, if they were due, they would only be like a 90 or 120-day comp. We only approve medication for 30 days. So every 30 days, we're having to come back to the office to get care. So they might qualify 1 month, but the following month, something might change in their household, and then if they don't qualify. So, like I said, I'll get the details to whoever wants to
look at it.
File them, okay. They can go from there.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Any questions? Okay, line item 16. Do we have a Connor? Yeah. I don't see him. We're going to have to go ahead and pass on that. Item 16, no action.
I'm sorry?
Let's put him on the next agenda. Let's go ahead and pass on line item 16. Line item 8, approve of the monthly report submitted by the JPs. JP 1 through 4. Yeah. All right. We had a discussion on whether they should submit verbal or regular information. Personally, I believe that anyone that comes before that has a line item on the agenda should be able to present it and they make us understand, you know, what they're discussing. Someone else doing it shouldn't suffice. Of course, there's more detail if you follow the statute, which is 114.044. But we'll go ahead and pass on line item 8 again. Maybe they'll come up with something. The last line item is line item 22. Discuss, consider an act on allowing Brooks County to maintain Boykin Road, and that's private, correct? Mr. Boykin?
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning, sir.
Judge Ray Rodriguez.
Yeah, I saw Ray. I saw his name on that.
There he is. And actually, he can explain this a whole lot better than I can, because he just came to me and asked me if I give permission. And so I ended up here, and I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay.
Well, so I've
been through that road.
I'll let Ray take this over.
Yeah. That road is horrible. And I think that in the past, I believe that it was said that, well, if you make it, if it's private, no one can help you out here. But I think you all need help.
Yeah. We need help. We got a county road out there, and it's about a quarter mile. And he's got a bunch of holes in it. The school bus couldn't go in there in the morning. The ambulance couldn't go in there in the morning. And I'm going to talk to Mr. Boykin. And he said, yeah, do the road. I mean, they'll take care of it. And that's what we need. We need to see if county can take over the road so they can repair it. That way we can.
And this is precinct
number 3,
correct?
Precinct 3, yes.
Okay.
I think he's been through it already.
I talked to Isabella and she has a big concern.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Is there anything we need to ask the commission for in order to change that? Because I know it is private, so we have to remove that private road, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Also, are we going to rename it as a county road, or are we going to consider it
that needs to be done, and we will bring you the technical report. Absolutely agree that it needs, you know,
yeah,
it needs a lot of work. A lot of the county's private, no, a lot of the private roads need help. But let Commissioner Precinct 3 look into what he needs to do, get with Mr. Shiles, and get it together and take care of it.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to see you, Sheriff. Nice to see you. Retirement looks good. No worries, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, the sweat is cold, isn't it? Yeah. And let's get that motion to table. Motion by Garza. Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Item 10. Brittany Jensen, is she here? Same thing to the other one? With Connor? No, Connor wants something else. I think that we already have in place. Any questions on this? I just think that they need to be present.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and pass on this until they're here. I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you this time,
just
because I just said that.
And this kind of business, we're going to disagree.
Yes,
yeah.
It's
all business.
With you because
it's all business.
We need to be present to do
yes.
reports without. Let's go ahead and go to line item 23. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second
by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all for coming. It is 9:48.